Thousands of people are demonstrating in Paris against new government security measures, including a crackdown on the gypsy population. Ira McCarthy reports.
Organizers said demonstrations were taking place in 135 cities and towns across France, and others are planned outside French embassies in capitals such as London, Brussels, and Bucharest. The protests mark the first show of public discontent since Sarkozy, a former interior minister, announced new measures to fight crime last July. They have included the expulsion of some 1,000 gypsies or Roma to Eastern Europe in recent weeks. Protesters accuse Sarkozy of stigmatizing minorities and seeking political gain with the security crackdown. They also say he is violating French traditions of welcoming the oppressed in a country that is one of the world's leading providers of political asylum. French Secretary for European Affairs Pierre Lelouch says the recent enforcement of French policy is in line with European guidelines.
We expel people according to the European Union guideline from 2004, which applies to everybody, not only to Romas, but also to Belgians, Portuguese, Spanish. This is the European law.
Sarkozy, who says the measures were needed to combat crime, faces a bigger test on Tuesday, when workers hold a nationwide strike and protests over the pension reforms, he says, are essential to cut the country's budgetary deficit. The government unveiled plans in June to overhaul the pay-as-you-go pension system and clean up state finances, warning that without major change, the system would run up annual deficits of €50 billion by 2020. I'm Ira McCarthy.